Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station. Got a room full of people here. Feels a bit strange. I feel like my space is being invaded by smelly musicians who've been on tour for I don't know how long. Ivan and Alyosha are here. These guys are great. They're from Seattle, Washington. They're going to play for you right now, and then we'll have a little chat afterwards. There's so many mics and stuff around here, it's impossible to get them to play and then talk. So that's what we're going to do. You guys ready to play? Are you nodding? Everybody's cool? All right. Here we go. Ivan and Alyosha in the studio right here on KX93.5. Alyosha there in the studio right here. Tim, can you get to that mic, mate?
Yes,
not sure if it's working. Is it there? Hello, mate.
Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
It's such a lot of work to set up the band in the studio to do like 5 minutes of playing. It's, you know, that's rock and roll, really, isn't it? Because most people go, well, what's the point? It's not brain surgery. No one's going to die. But there's something in that, the spirit of, let's get it happening, let's get it working out. And your sound guy, Nelson's been so brilliant. You sound great. You sound so great.
Thanks.
How's it going?
Good. It's been a good tour. You know, we're almost done. Only two more shows.
Really? Then it's home?
Yeah. LA and San Francisco and then home.
You looking forward to going home?
Oh, yeah.
And where were you? You were at San Diego?
Yeah, San Diego last night.
Last night.
Casbah was a great show.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So you come from San Diego to LA and stopped on the way here?
Yeah.
Wow, that's unusual.
People in your beautiful little town here.
Yes.
It's awesome.
That's how we get people to come here. Because we're on the way. We're on the road. Well, we're stopping there. There's a Jack in a Box. You know. Man, you sound great. Can you play us another song? We'll talk more. Ivan and Alyosha on the radio, in the room, in the house. We can kind of, we can relax now just a little bit, all right? let me just say this. Tim Kim is playing a hollow body with those great big old Gretsch kind of guitars with a wangy bar the size of I don't know what there. And then we've got Ryan playing acoustic guitar. Pete Wilson, who usually plays bass, he's got shakers in his hand and stuff. And Cole's playing the drums there, back there. And Tim Wilson on acoustic guitar and singing. So, cool. That's my favourite song from the new record.
Oh, sweet. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, we love this record here. It's All Just Pretend. We love the last one as well, from all the times we had, and we played lots of tunes from that.
Yeah.
The system is loaded up. But this is so great. That's my favourite song from the record, Bury Me Deep.
Oh, man. Cool.
Tell us about the writing of that song. Who wrote that song?
Pedro.
I did.
You wrote the song?
Yeah.
You're responsible for this?
True.
Cool. And it's there's a lot of soul searching in these lyrics, though. That's one of the things I like about you guys. It's kind of joyful songs about dark subjects.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just... I had gotten the chance to meet a lot of folks that didn't blame their current situation, whether it was good or bad. They didn't blame that on past situations, and I kind of got sick of then hearing about people who chose the easy way out of just blaming everything on, well, you know, my upbringing, or this happened, or that happened, and half of it's kind of about that, and then half of it is kind of wanting to leave behind a legacy, and you know, wanting to get your point across, at least, if anything else, when you're dead and gone.
Right, you're a young man to have come to that. That's a very deep conclusion about your childhood. I mean, your childhood did occur, and it will have had an effect, but what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, and I got a couple kids at home, so that definitely, you know, you think about that stuff then. And,
right, so you give them a good old whack across the face and say, don't blame that. Just because I smack you across the face, don't blame that on you. Still going to college.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit of a 50s dad in me.
That's right. My Jason Fetty School of Parenting. Yeah. And yeah, I don't have any kids. So there you go. So cool. So, but you wrote that song. Then other guys in the band write other songs. The band started out as the two as you guys, Ryan and Tim.
Correct.
And then, so what made you decide you wanted to, you know, make this a bigger deal?
I don't know.
They're pointing at each other like, you, no, you, no, you.
I think the story goes that Tim kind of was like coming out of a band and had a handful of songs that we started to record, and we just recorded them, and I guess that turned into a band. And
we always recorded like full band. The record that we recorded, it was like, yeah, we were a duo, but it was like, you know, it was the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Strings, drums.
Right. So you already had the instrumentation. And you brought, now Pete is your, Tim's brother.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So how was that? Like, I'm bringing my brother. I mean, it's bad enough bringing you, people bring their girlfriends into bands all the time, don't they? But I'm bringing my brother in. Were you worried that Ryan, that they'd gang up on you?
Maybe.
Storms are brewing.
I would be. My brother and I fight all the time, but you try and argue with the pair of us, and we'll gang up on you. It's just the way it is, you know. It's nice to have family in the band, and you guys have all got family. And I hear a lot of lyric about family and closeness and that kind of thing. Very honest stuff, and it's just amazing for guys so young to be so open about their feelings in songs, especially when you're already married. If you're not married, I'm thinking, you know, well, you could use that to get girls.
Yeah.
Look how open and sensitive I am. Yeah. You guys don't need to do that.
That's funny.
Yeah, so how's touring been?
I mean, this tour's been great. I mean, folks coming out to see us every night, singing the songs, and it's always, you know, physically and whatever else, it's a hard thing to do, but you just kind of hit a pace, and I mean, I think the run has been great. A couple hundred folks coming out to see us every night, and I think at the end of the day, you know, we're proud of the new record and proud to play those songs every night. So it's always interesting. You really don't get, I mean, we spend most of the day getting to where we're going, sitting in a van and eating crummy food at gas stations and things, and then, you know, hour 15 every night we get to play our songs.
Yeah.
And then you'd wake up and do it all again.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing. Do you, Tim, when you leave home and you go off on the road, do you just become tour guy? Or do you in touch with the family all the time? And some people do it different ways, don't they? Deal with it different ways.
Yeah, I think it's easier not to miss home. Just to, like, almost not forget about it, but just kind of switch gears. But I think it's hard. We probably keep in touch quite a bit, for sure. And, you know, there's even just home upkeep, things that you're scheduling for when you come home. Or, I don't know, I was paying a
paying a
internet,
bill or whatever.
Internet bill and like calling the company to take some fee off of a bill or something. So you stay in touch.
Is everybody the same in the band that way, or is it like, do some people just go mental and just, they get on the road and just start drinking when they get on the bus, and it doesn't stop until Australia and rehab?
We're actually hammered right now.
Hey, so you
Thank
guys...
Thank you for thinking that we're in a bus, by the way.
Really?
What? We're in a stinky van the AC doesn't work.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it, because I can't help feeling a little jealous when a band first rolls in. I'm like, I remember being on the road. It was so fun and it was free and blah, blah, blah. And then when I hear, that actually we're in a stinky van and the best place to be is in the driver's seat. It's the most comfortable seat.
Yeah.
So you never get to sleep. And I have nothing but pity for you. Guys, it's so brilliant of you coming and set up all this gear and sing for us so beautifully. Playing the Roxy tonight.
All right, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. In LA, of course. And the album is called It's All Just Pretend. It's Ivan and Alyosha on the radio in Laguna Beach. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much. What are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song called Oh This Love.
I've been distant, and even though I've forgotten everything I've been shown, I know there's still hope. There are things that will keep me warm, just as many here still keep me awake. Yeah, they're all the same. But this love that I've got, it will take so much weight. All the clouds in the sky, they will hold so much rain. Drinks till two and the troubling mind, swinging moods and a wayward heart I find. I'm still falling. Steadfast love is so far from me. I try my best, but I still fall far from the tree. Yes, so we'll wait and see. But this love that I've got, it will take so much weight. All the clouds in the sky, they will hold so much rain. All this pain in my heart, it just won't ever go away. But this love that I've got, I know this will always stay. Growing tired of pressing on, the harder I try, the harder I fall. You're always here by my side. Well, I've been down and feeling low. I don't know why, I don't know how to let it go. But this I know, that this love that I've got, it will take so much weight. All the clouds in the sky, they will hold. Train.